A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raka,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, and go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your sisters, 'Do not talk. Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the seat of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon. The readings we have heard talk about the choice and invite everyone to observe the commandments of the Lord. The first reading tells us that we are free, and in fact, everybody was created free. We are free to make our choices, and because of that freedom, the prophet reminds us that everybody will be accountable for her actions or his actions. And then the second reading speaks of the wisdom of God, the wisdom that is so different from human wisdom. The gospel, Jesus asks us to believe in the love of our Father, because he knows and we know that the way Jesus shows us is the way to life. That's why even John chapter 10, verse 10, he says that, I came so that the world may have life and have it in abundance. And as when we come to meditate on the first reading, we found ourselves at a crossroads. It is a way to life, there is a way to death. And God says through the prophet that he will obey our choices. And what choices are we going to make? We are free to make our choices. And because of that freedom, everybody is responsible for our actions or his actions. That's why the question is, how do we use our freedom? How do human beings use their choices or make their choices in their lives? That's why God says that through the prophets that he does not allow any person to sin, even though we are free. That's why whenever we sin, we cannot say that God allows us to sin, or no, God is the author of our bad actions. The sin we commit shows that we have misused our freedom. The freedom we have from God is just a gift, and that gift is just to show us how to the way to life. Most of us here are drivers. They have their driving license. The first reading spoke about license to sin. And we can say that in our Christian life, there are two kinds of roads or highways. We know our roads, they have some signals, traffic signs. And whenever you drive, you have to respect, you have to observe all the signs that on the road. And then the other way, highway, the second now, does not have signs. There, if you drive there, you cannot slow down. You can use whatever speed you want. But for the Christians, I think that the best way for us, the first road, the road with traffic signals, that is the task of the church. We cannot behave anyhow, even though we can say that we are free. The freedom we have, as I said, is just a gift. That's why it's up to us to follow the commandments or to ignore them. If you follow the commandments, you are leading yourself to life. And if you ignore them, now the next step, or you are just leading yourselves to maybe to hell. And for that, we cannot complain, because it's the fruit of our choices. As God says, I will respect what you choose. That's why today we will ask ourselves, how do we use our freedom? And as God says, he does not allow anybody to sin. And how come that people can stop our lives or the life of other people. The gospel, Jesus said that it was said that you should not kill. And today we have some many people because they say we are free to do whatever we want. We can stop even human life by whatever means. And then we can say this is not a good or right way to use our freedom. The freedom we have is just to follow the commandments. The commandments are not a burden for us. No, they help us to know the plan of God for each one of us. And Jesus said, we cannot remove even a letter from the commandments God is giving us in the Bible. And when I say Bible, I mean the Old and New Testament. We cannot separate them. That's why you can find some people saying, some Christians saying that, I know the commandments, there are 10. I can observe maybe the first, then the second, 5 or 6, no, that one, God will forgive me. Or the 9th or 10th, that one, God will forgive. We are just behaving as if we are removing some letters from the commandments of God. And Jesus said that one is the least, will be the least in the kingdom of God. Today we ask God to help us to have the wisdom that is shown to us in the second reading, the wisdom that will help us to make good choices. I said at the beginning of this month that we are called to make good choices, to make good decisions, which will help us to grow in our spiritual life. That's the importance or the grace we can ask today. So, as some of us have their driving license. It's better to have that because they allow you to drive. I don't think if someone has received a driving license to sin. No. Or to have the license to hate our brothers and sisters? No. Or to have the license to stop one's life, even though we may think that that person is useless for us. But it may seem useless for us, but for God, it's not the case. That's why, as we have come here to listen to God, we ask him, we know all of us, the commandments, the instructions that God gives us. We ask the power of God, because without his wisdom, without the power of the Holy Spirit, we cannot be able to observe all the instructions we are receiving. We cannot be able to believe in the love of God. And the love of God is that everyone may have life. That is the best way to use our freedom. So for the time we have not been able to make good choices, we have to go to God. As Jesus said in the gospel, if you want to offer a pleasing sacrifice at the altar, and then recall that maybe a brother or a sister has something against you, you have to go back. You reconcile first with the brother or sister, and then you come and offer a pleasing sacrifice to God. And for us Christians, the only way we can be reconciled with God, the only way we can be reconciled with the church and our brothers and sisters, is to go to the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of penance, the sacrament of confession. It will help us to come again in touch with our God, who is inviting us to make a good use of our freedom.